This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Larry is off today because he's doing the play-by-play tonight for the, it's a huge game tonight, Pine Richland versus my alma mater, Central Catholic. So Michael Bartley in for you right here on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK. I wanted to remind you, listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every day at 5. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, demand the yellow van. As you heard in the 7 o'clock hour, my dear friend Judge Jack McVeigh, he's sort of the unofficial historian on the city game, the Pitt Panthers, the Duquesne Dukes, football, not basketball now. It all returns tomorrow at noon, Acrisure Stadium. And my guest right now, it's an honor to have the coach of the Duquesne Dukes. Yes, indeedy. Jerry Schmidt, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
It's great to have you. It really, really is. You know, on the Pat Narduzzi show the other evening, they were going on about how exciting it is. This what used to be a huge, huge rivalry, especially in the 30s when, geez, as you know, as Jack McVeigh pointed out in his piece this morning, Duquesne won the Orange Bowl that year. Pitt won the Rose Bowl that year. So there's such great tradition. What are you telling your players, and what's going on inside the halls of Duquesne football as regarding tomorrow?
Well, you know, it is the first game of the season, so every player and coach and fan and alum and supporter are excited to open the season, and I tell my players all the time, enjoy the pageantry of college football. It's starting this weekend. But I think for us, there's an extra amount of energy because we are getting to play in right here in the city of Pittsburgh against, you know, the University of Pittsburgh, which is a legendary ACC program now. And our guys, you know a number of the players on their team. We have a number of guys from this Western Pennsylvania area, some of that have played at Acrisure in their high school championship games. And so that just adds to the excitement and the enthusiasm for our players and our Duquesne community here.
And, you know, we take great pride in, you know, the Pittsburgh is so connected in so many ways. And, and Coach Narduzzi would agree his program's doing well. And so is yours. You know, your program is doing quite well. You know, I've been to your games at Rooney Field and it's wonderful. Tell, in your mind, how far has the Duquesne program come? You know, Judge McVeigh explained, you know, at post-war and so much expense, all that type stuff. Duquesne sort of abandoned football. It's back, and it's growing in popularity. What does a game like tomorrow do for your program?
Oh, man. I've been fortunate to be part of this growth that Jack talked about. I did not coach Jack, but I was here for a couple years in the 80s as a young coach, just getting started out. I was here. Then I came back in the 90s with Coach McCann first and then Coach Gattuso when we moved to FCS, 1AA, non-scholarship football. And then I was fortunate to return in 2005 when Coach Gattuso left to go over to coach at Pitt, ironically, as the head coach, and we moved to scholarship football. And so I've been part of this growth, and it's amazing to see the development and the growth of the program and the excitement of the program. And I have heard from so many former players that they're so proud of the fact that we now go and play in past years, Florida State, Boston College, TCU, West Virginia, and now the University of Pittsburgh. And there will be so many of them are coming back. They made special trips to come back to Pittsburgh if they live out of town. And the guys that are here, they've got tailgates planned, and they're going to rekindle those relationships that they had in football here at the game at, what you're saying is the city game. And it used to be for years it was basketball, it was a city game, and now we have the football version of it right now here this weekend.
And this came about by a lot of work by a lot of people, and Coach Narduzzi would agree, that there was such excitement when this was finally formalized. When you heard that your team was going to play Pitt at Akershore, and when it came on the schedule, what was the reaction?
Well, it was funny because obviously I knew a little bit before it went public, and hearing from alums like Jack and all the guys that are still around the program, and everybody wanted to play Pitt and play when we play in Pitt, and I had to be quiet about it until it became official and public. And when it did, I knew there'd be great excitement, and our guys just were. We heard last, I think it was January or so, and we're just so happy to play a game here in our own hometown. We love playing at Rooney Field, but to travel a couple miles down the road and play at Akershore, our guys are really excited.
I take it, Coach, that you're hoping, and your predecessors would be hoping, and your coaching staff, and I know a lot of the alums and management there at Duquesne would hope that this could be an annual thing tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the way the schedules lay out, it's not going to be annual. In college football, there's only 11 or 12 games a year. You have conference games lined up, and then you have certain commitments from other schools. It's a challenge to get scheduling, but I think that the plan is for the future to play on a regular basis, as a non-conference game.
A lot more regular than it has been for decades. Yeah, right.
We're hoping it's not another 86 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Coach Jerry Schmidt of the Duquesne Dukes playing Pitt tomorrow at Akershore Stadium at noon. This is going to be so fun. Ultimately enjoy it, Jerry. And congratulations on all your success and your growing program. I think wait till you see all the red tomorrow at Akershore for the Duquesne Dukes. It's going
to
be fun.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. What a great guy. Jerry, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Good luck tomorrow. This is going to be fun, isn't it? Isn't it going to be fun? Man, what a weekend in the Borg! Hoo-hoo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.